Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hi there, ladies. Last week, I introduced you to the concept of real estate ETFs. I'm not sure if you know this, but there are ETFs for securities also. And although this is a real estate show and we don't normally talk about stocks, because I do believe in diversification and because we started this topic of ETFs, I did want to explain a little bit more about ETFs in the securities world. And one of the questions I get when I talk about ETFs with people in just in general is, so what's the difference between an ETF and a mutual fund, right? So today I'd like to discuss those differences. When it comes to investing in the financial markets, exchange traded funds, which is what ETF stands for, and mutual funds are two popular options. Both offer diversification and professional management, but they differ in structure, trading flexibility, and cost. So today, we will explore the differences between ETFs and mutual funds to help you make an informed investment decision if you decide to go this route. So first, structure and ownership. ETFs are investment funds that trade on stock exchanges similar to individual stocks. They are structured as open-ended investment companies or unit investment trusts and issue shares that represent an ownership interest in a portfolio of underlying securities. ETF shares can be bought and sold throughout the trading day at the market price. Mutual funds are investment companies that pool money from multiple investors to invest in a diversified portfolio of securities. They are typically structured as an open-ended fund, meaning they issue new shares as investors buy into the fund and redeem shares when investors sell. Mutual fund transactions are typically processed at the end of the trading day at the net asset value, which is NAV, price. Trading flexibility is another thing to consider. ETFs offer intraday trading flexibility, allowing investors to buy or sell shares at any point during the market hours. This flexibility enables investors to take advantage of short-term trading strategies such as day trading or limit orders. Mutual funds, on the other hand, are priced once a day after the market closes, and transactions are executed at the NAV price determined at the end of the trading day. Investors can only buy or sell mutual fund shares at the next calculated NAV, limiting intraday trading opportunities. Cost structure. So ETFs generally have lower expense ratios compared to mutual funds. Since they are passively managed and designed to track specific indices, the management fees are typically lower. Additionally, ETFs are structured to minimize capital gain taxes due to the creation and redemption process of shares. Mutual funds can have higher expense ratios due to active management and research costs associated with selecting the securities that the company is going to invest in. Additionally, mutual funds may have sales loads, which are fees charged when buying or selling shares, further impacting overall costs. And then the last thing to consider is tax efficiency. ETFs are generally more tax efficient than mutual funds. Due to their unique structure, ETFs can minimize capital gains tax liabilities. When an investor sells ETF shares, they are selling them to another investor on the secondary market, which typically does not trigger capital gains for the fund itself. Mutual funds can generate capital gains when the fund manager buys or sells securities within the fund, which it then passes on to the investors. This can lead to taxable events for investors, even if they haven't sold their mutual fund shares. So in conclusion, ETFs and mutual funds are both investment vehicles that offer diversification and professional management. However, they differ in terms of structure, trading flexibility, cost, and tax efficiency. ETFs provide intraday trading and lower expense ratios, making them suitable for investors seeking flexibility and cost efficiency. Mutual funds, on the other hand, are traded at the end-of-day NAV price and are often actively managed, making them more suitable for long-term investors. When choosing between ETFs and mutual funds, it's essential to consider your investment objectives, trading preferences, and cost sensitivity. Consulting with a financial advisor can provide valuable guidance in selecting the right investment vehicle based on your individual needs. So I hope that spelled that out a little bit better as to why you might want to do a mutual fund rather than an ETF or vice versa. So I hope that gave you a little bit more clarity. I am going to be talking about another strategy next week. So I'm looking forward to continuing on with this Investing in Real Estate for Under $1,000 series. So stay tuned. We'll have more next week. And until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.